Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I am serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we listen to the book of Jonah at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Jonah, chapter 4. I am reading from the HCSB version. Jonah chapter 4 is on page 869 in my Bible. Let's read together. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became furious. He prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, isn't this what I said while I was still in my own country? That's why I fled toward Tarshish in the first place. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to become angry, rich in faithful love, and one who relents from sending disaster. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." The Lord asked, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah left the city and sat down east of it. He made himself a shelter there and sat in its shade to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up to provide shade over Jonah's head to ease his discomfort. Jonah was greatly pleased with the plant. When dawn came the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the plant, and it withered. As the sun was rising, God appointed a scorching east wind. The sun beat down so much on Jonah's head that he almost fainted, and he wanted to die. He said, "It's better for me to die than to live." Then God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "Yes," he replied, "it is right. I am angry enough to die." So the Lord said, "You cared about the plant, which you did not labor over and did not grow. It appeared in a night and perished in a night. Should I not care about the great city of Nineveh, which has more than 120,000 people who cannot distinguish between their right and their left, as well as many animals?" Amen. Good morning, children. Have you heard the story of Pinocchio and the woodcarver Grandpa Geppetto? How Grandpa Geppetto was swallowed by the terrible dogfish. How did Grandpa Geppetto and Pinocchio meet inside the fish and come out to the land? This story was written back in 1881 in Italy. Actually, there is a person in the Bible who was swallowed by a big fish about 2,700 years before the Pinocchio story was written. The prophet Jonah was the person who was in the big fish for 3 days and came out to the land. Book of Jonah, chapter 1 through 3, tells us the exciting story of how Prophet Jonah went inside the big fish and came out, and the reason behind it. As we know, God sent the fish. Prophet Jonah came out of the big fish, and he had to obey God's order to preach to Nineveh. He reluctantly obeyed and told Nineveh that the city will overturn. Today, we read chapter 4 of the book of Jonah. The title is Jonah's Anger. Why is Prophet Jonah angry? In the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 2, Jonah says, "I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to become angry, rich in faithful love, and one who relents from sending disaster." The description of God that we see here is great. But why is Prophet Jonah getting angry for God's goodness? Because God is so good to the people of Nineveh. Prophet Jonah wanted God to punish Nineveh people because Nineveh people hurt Jonah's family and friends. Prophet Jonah thought it was not fair for the Nineveh people to be forgiven and just get away. Prophet Jonah was angry enough to talk to God in a bad manner and ask God to take his life away. God wanted to talk to Prophet Jonah, but Prophet Jonah did not respond and walked far away out of the city. The Prophet Jonah made the shelter and sat down under the shade to watch what will happen to the city of Nineveh. Prophet Jonah expected people of Nineveh to get punished because they did wrong things. But God loved even the sinners and wanted them to come back to God by repenting. The prophet Jonah did not think that the people of Nineveh would repent because they were really bad sinners. But the city of Nineveh repented, and they are now about to be forgiven. Prophet Jonah was not happy with what was happening. He may have thought it is just for sinners to get punished. Then God not only waits for Jonah to speak to God, but God is teaching Jonah by growing vine and a worm. Jonah enjoyed the shade but was emotional when the shade was gone. The prophet Jonah experienced the sun's heat. In verse 8, he again says the phrase he said in verse 3. Jonah asked to be dead. Then God again asked the question that he asked in verse 4. "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Jonah said it is right to be angry, and he is angry enough to die. Do you think God was a merciful and compassionate God, slow to become angry, rich in faithful love, and one who relents from sending disaster to Nineveh? Yes. And God was being the same to Jonah. God waited patiently and taught him a lesson and spoke to Jonah when Jonah was avoiding. And God is being the same to us. He's waiting patiently for us to repent and share the gospel to the people around us. Sometimes we're like people of Nineveh. Sometimes we're like Prophet Jonah. But we should always remember God's goodness and be thankful that He is who He is. Like He said to Moses, "I am who I am." We are glad for who God is. No matter how big of a mistake we make, we should always remember God and run to Him and say sorry, thank you, and love you to God. God loves us, even to send His only Son, Jesus, to us, to save us. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to become angry, rich in faithful love, and one who relents from sending disaster. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, please help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. And especially we would like to lift up those who are in pain and who are in the middle of war. Lord, please protect them and be with them. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.